Our favorite guides from Sicily, Alfio Di Mauro and Tommaso Ponte, are taking us through the deep south of Italy right now on Travel with Rick Steves. Now, you've got this heritage of colonial overlords. You were ruled by Spain. You were ruled by... Who all were you?
Austrians,
that's
for
right.
Example. And the last ruler was the Italian government.
That's right.
And 1861, we were invaded by Garibaldi and the Thousand Shirt. And
so you're good at being hopelessly outgunned, frankly. These are big powers, and you guys are a bunch of peasants down there, basically. What do? You manage with the oppression from above in a uniquely Sicilian way.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because this involves a disrespect for authority that might be celebrating banditry, which might give you the reason why the mafia can thrive in a place like Sicily.
Yeah, it is very true. Sicily has always been, you know, because of the geographical position, because of the fertility of the land, always been invaded. We had good invaders, good dominations, and bad dominations. Of course, we celebrate the good dominations, but then we didn't really like the bad dominations. And when people, especially poor people, were working the land so hard every day, were getting all of their money because they have to subsidize the Spanish royal court, for example, you know, at a certain point, they got upset. So there was a kind of a spontaneous aggregation of people. And at the beginning, in fact, the mafia was not really a bad thing. It was a local organization.
It was in the spirit of the poor against the Spanish king. And you saw how wealthy he was living with his palace, and you saw how hard you were working. And if a local leader who was abandoned against Spanish control could organize the disgruntled peasantry, he could be a popular hero.
Yes. And, you know, historically, you can find evidences of this. The Christopher Columbus mission was sponsored by the money mostly coming from Sicily. Can you imagine that?
And did you see any New World gold coming to the peasant's home in Sicily?
Not at all.
Not at all. Tommaso, take that up to today now. You've got a society that is dealing with a real problem with organized crime and a lot of violence and a government that's trying to bring order.
Yes, it's trying to bring order. But, you know, the surprise, we're talking about Sicily in this case, the surprise is that in Sicily, but also in the southern part of Italy, we have one of the lowest crime rate of Italy in general.
Is that right?
It is true, absolutely.
So if you want to get in a gunfight with organized crime, you could do it. But for the average person, life goes on okay.
Yes,
absolutely. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, this is the truth, actually.
You know what happened, Rick? I'm sure you heard that. 1992, 1993, there were two prosecutors that were killed. Then that was the beginning of the end for the mafia. When I was a kid, I grew up in Catania. It was not rare to have over 100 people killed every year by the mafia. If you look at today, we have zero. It changed completely because people, that was the first time in the history of mafia where people realized, ordinary people, wow, this is not
this,
good at
this
all.
This violence is not right.
Yeah.
Because I remember in the 90s, there were some charismatic, great civil servants that were prosecutors that were killed by the mafia.
Yes.
And that really broke the popular support. And when you don't have the popular support, you cannot sustain your organized crime.
And the new generation is not afraid of the mafia at all.